delayed and about more than 500 canceled thanks to a huge winter storm affecting the Northeast. Odyssey New York reporter Roger Stearns checking out damage on Long Island.
A large oak tree had fallen, hitting Jessica's car.
It's funny because the insurance is asking me if I could drive it. I'm like, it's on the floor. My car is squished.
Workers eventually removed the tree as folks on this block cope with no electricity.
More than 700,000 people are in the dark in several states. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Israel today meeting with leaders about attacks in Gaza.
Make no mistake, Hamas should never again be able to project terror from Gaza into the sovereign state of Israel. And we will continue to work together for a safer, more secure future for Israel and a brighter future for the Palestinians.
Meantime, the White House says it's working to authenticate a video from Hamas, claiming it shows three elderly hostages pleading for their release. Actor Jonathan Majors has just been convicted by a jury in his assault case in New York. The Creed III and Marvel actor assaulted his ex-girlfriend during a car ride back in March. YouTuber Ruby Frankie has also pleaded guilty to child abuse charges in Utah. Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
Court documents allege her children had physical injuries, looked severely malnourished, and had duct tape around their extremities. In a statement, Frankie's defense team said since her arrest, she has reset her moral compass and understands the full weight of her actions.
The public is paying respects today to late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
Justice O'Connor, who died on December 1st at the age of 93, is lying in repose throughout the day in the Great Hall of the U.S. Supreme Court. Her casket is atop the same black draped platform used during the funeral of President Abraham Lincoln. Tomorrow, a private funeral will be held at the Washington National Cathedral. President Biden will deliver remarks. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
More Americans owe more than their cars are worth.
The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates to their highest levels in some 20 years.
That was really the rising tide that lifted all the ships.
Bankrate.com senior analyst Greg McBride says auto loan interest rates are at their highest levels in some 15 years. Whatever the Fed does won't make much of a difference for buyers.
Interest rates took the elevator up. They're going to take the stairs coming down.
That's correspondent Peter King. And the Justice Department hit Southwest Airlines with a $140 million fine over its meltdown last year. The airline scrapped about 17,000 flights stranding passengers in the middle of a storm. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
'Twas the yikes before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Except Larry. See, the stockings weren't hung by the chimney with care, 'cause Larry's wallet was empty, with no time to spare. So he went to Jackson Hewitt for a holiday loan, got money so fast, he rejoiced and went home. Avoid the yikes before Christmas. Go to Jackson Hewitt before it's too late. Get up to $1,000 fast, minus the wait.
Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Pluto TV is your home for the holidays with 9 holiday channels, including holiday movie favorites by Lifetime, plus Hallmark movies and more, all for free. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Don't let a cold, sinus infections, or allergies ruin your holidays. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A few flurries early from that lake effect snow as gusty winds blast from out of the north up to 35 miles per hour. This is taking our high temperatures of the low 20s and making it feel more like the single digits. Bundle up, because by tonight, temps crash cold. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Proudly brought to you by our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Rapids. Got your host, James J. Maloff here. I'm joined by my favorite pitch hitter in baseball, Seth Halfacker. Seth, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good to have you
warming
with us.
Warming up again.
Thank you for being here.
Winter got here just all of a sudden. What happened?
Overnight, it really did a number on us.
Geez.
Yeah, yeah. I also want to say a big thank you to the other guest hosts we have here. All of you, thanks so much for joining us, everybody. A part of our final show of the year. Sorry, last Playmakers of the Year.
Yeah.
We are going to do what every sports show does right now in this dead time of year. Just talk about the year. No, I'm joking. We're not going to do that. I do want to hear from all of you. And if there is a sports story that stood out to you more than others in 2023, go ahead and call up and let us know. We'd love to hear that. I think it's always, I do actually kind of find some of that fun, the year in review. As long as you don't spend the whole show on it. Like, it's such low hanging fruit kind of thing. Like, we got nothing else to talk
let's
about.
Let's not do that. Hey, remember that time that,
you basically Chris Farley. Just doing a whole, which I love, and I miss Chris Farley every day. But we do have some fun things to get to. We want to talk local. We want to talk a little bit of our local schedule as well. We'll get to all of that. But first, our favorite thing to do, let's take your calls. Our first hitter. Let's up on
leadoff hitter.
Leadoff hitter on the deck. How you doing, sir?
Wait, just hang on a second. Mm. Oh, Baker Mayfield just threw another touchdown to make it.
That's the kind of show we're going to have.
Yeah, perfect.
That's how we're going out. I like it. Oh. So your thoughts on the game yesterday?
My word. Two games in a row that we have a defense that plays 12 yards off the ball. High school teams play better defense than that.
I get a little angry, especially when we hear like fans or talking heads on Monday morning talking about, I could have ran for 50 yards against that defense or whatever and everything. I genuinely believe in my heart that any of us could have gotten at least a first down against that defense. And not because those players are not talented.
Right.
I don't want to say that. Those men, one of them walked in the room right now, I do not stand a chance, and I can handle myself, and I wouldn't be able to. But in that situation where that defense is being schemed that way, I believe that all of us are intelligent enough to figure out where the holes are.
I'm just starting to really, truly wonder what Matt LaFleur saw in Joe Barry, thinking that he was going to be able to come to Green Bay and put a championship defense on the field. But he's never done it.
And if I remember correct, Leonard was the runner-up.
There
were other people that wanted Jim Leonard in that position, and LaFleur's decision was to go with Barry.
You know, and I hate to say it, the saddest thing is right now, if they would fire him, I would take Rex Ryan in a heartbeat. As much as I don't like him, come on, you know.
Well, you guys are in the position that I was as a Bear fan when it came to at a certain point. Look, I'll take Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, give me anybody. Give me somebody that can throw the ball at least 10 yards down the field. Give me something. And you're at a point now right now where you've put so much money, so much effort, so many draft picks, so much scouting into the defense. Get the defense better. 3-4 years of this, and you just lost another game because of the defense. It's got to be frustrating.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, and it's not like it's new mistakes. It's the same of mistakes. It's the same. Can't we be aggressive? I mean, why can't we be aggressive? Is that the culture in Green Bay that when it comes to their defense that we can't be aggressive? We can't blitz the quarterback? We can't get in the receiver's face and push them around? We're going to be a bunch of marshmallows out there and just let them walk all over us? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Every Friday, we have Mike Clemens joining us talking sports with Mike and everything, and it's been really fun talking with him over the last couple of months. But one of the things that has surprised me is when I bring up Joe Barry and the idea that he's coaching for his job and these things, and Mike's going, no, he's fine. Like Joe Barry can basically just, you know, if he doesn't already own his home, he can buy a home in Wisconsin. That's shocking to me. Mm-hmm. That's borderline shocking to me.
I heard Mike Clemens on a different radio show this morning. After you guys,
I appreciate you.
After you guys, but this morning, no, I don't think Joe Barry's going to be there.
A lot can change over a weekend.
Yeah, especially a game like that. Yeah.
2 weeks. I mean, even Monday night, you know, and now they have injured offensive players holding up signs so that the defensive back can see what type of personnel that the offense is in. They had one of the injured tight ends was holding up a sign. So if it was 11 personnel or if it was, you know, so that the defensive backs knew where to be.
Wow.
It still didn't help.
Mm.
There comes a point where you're not so much coaching for your job, you're coaching to coach again. Like, you're just hoping to get, like, a linebacker position or something like that. Like, you're because
you might not get a high school team.
Right. This is the kind of position he's in. Now, they to be real about this, too, they recycle these coaches insanely.
Oh, they do, yes.
It's nuts how much they recycle these coaches and you know, don't always give a lot of guys opportunities and everything. But I couldn't agree with him more. Because this isn't his first rodeo. This has been a number of stops or a number of chances, I think, not so much for him, but I think for guys, the defensive coordinator position, it's already microbed. You know, it used to be a head coach got the job 4 or 5 years. They get to fulfill their contract, usually outside of extreme circumstances. Now it's, of course, microbed, where it's 2-3 years, you know. Assistants get a season or and a half. That's it.
Barely,
so,
yeah.
In that regard, maybe he goes back to high school. he'll get a college gig at the very least, or he'll coach linebackers or defensive backs or something like that. He'll get a job. They always do. But as far as it being... go ahead.
Wasn't he a part of that 0-16 team of Detroit?
Yes, he was. I just couldn't. I couldn't remember exactly what his job was with them. That's why I didn't want to go there. But I do know that he. I'm 90% sure that he was on that staff. Yeah, and if you go to, I just Googled him. I just wanted to pull up his coaching, stats. I didn't mean to see all the fire Barry. Get rid of
He's
Barry.
He's getting shredded. Online. Right.
He was the trending topic on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, wow.
He was the top trend on Twitter next to Dallas losing last night.
He was the defensive coordinator for that Detroit Lions team.
Oh, he was.
I did not know that. Oh,
that's not good on your resume.
Oh, geez. Oh, man.
Is that what sizzled it? Hey, we got this guy who had this terrible season with.
I mean, we already know. Maybe here is something that I never thought of with coaching. We already know his floor. He can't be worse.
He can't be worse than that.
At the very least, he's got to build from that, right? I guess that's a different approach to coaching. I never thought of it. Oh, boy. I don't know. When it comes to that, though, okay, you put that because. The playoffs are gone. They're still in the hunt, but
But they went from 7th to 11th.
Yeah,
that's a big jump. Yeah.
So I am a little curious about that though. As a Packer fan, you came into this season kind of looking at a rebuild in some ways. You know, assessing Jordan Love, the Barry situation. But I think you've done a lot more winning than I think a lot of average Packer fans would have thought. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the playoffs become a possibility and an opportunity. Are you excited about that? Or are you just kind of wavering? Keeping your feelings in balance. Like, I'd love to see us make the playoffs, but I'm not going to lose my mind if we don't.
Well, that would have been overachieving almost on that end of it. You know, I actually thought maybe a 500 ball club, 9-8 or 8-9, I was kind of teetering on that end of it. But, when they got that on that roll and Jordan Love started looking good, I mean, he's going backwards again.
Mm-hmm.
He had 4 straight games of really good quarterback play. I mean, yesterday he still had a quarterback rating of 111, but it just, I don't know. I just, that defense, Baker Mayfield is not that good, and he had a perfect quarterback rating.
He did.
I think I might have seen the comeback player of the year there.
Baker Mayfield. He might be.
It's hard to imagine somebody other than DeMar Hamlin getting it.
Yeah.
But if they're going to give it to somebody who's played.
Yeah,
nothing
exactly.
against what Hamlin has done. Obviously, it is a miracle and incredible what that man has done. But as far as actually putting up some stats and some wins, keeping his team's got a. I think they're
leading. He's played every game too. So yeah,
very true.
Yeah.
I didn't.
And then Vegas has actually the opening line. For the game next week on the road against Carolina, Packers favored by 4. Are you kidding me? That's how much disrespect they have for Joe Barry.
Yeah, that's rough.
It's
beyond words.
I've been waiting to get this off my chest since 10 o'clock this morning when you guys.
I hear you, man. I hear you. And I appreciate you hanging in there.
Well, I tell you what, if they do need a new defensive coordinator in Green Bay, Brandon Staley's available.
The thing is, though, I mean, look what Philadelphia did now with the head coach for the Lions for a couple of years. They were doing offensive play calls. They actually made him the defense coordinator for the rest. Why can't the Packers make a change in the middle of the year? I mean, some coaches are meant to be head coaches, mm-hmm. and some coaches are just not meant to be the head coordinator.
Right.
And, yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think that a lot of people are doing a little bit of what Seth and I are in our heads of like, okay, if it's not him, who could be the next? Mm-hmm. And that there's so many names that we never even think of. But here, while we can't predict that, if it looks like I don't see any scenarios where Matt LaFleur is not the head coach next year. So he's going to be making the call there.
Final decision.
The decision making process in Green Bay is similar to most places, but it's not changing. Like, nothing's changing it. GM makes, his decisions, mm-hmm. but he doesn't tell the coach what to do. Coach makes coaching decisions and his staff. Mm-hmm. So with that, one, do you think he'll let go Barry? Because that's one of his guys. Obviously, he's proven that. And two, do you think that do you trust him to hire the next guy?
I think there's enough pressure now from the fans. I think it's starting to get to the point now where I think LaFleur is going to have to look at, saying, buddy, we're friends. I worked with you. I know, it's time to make a change. I mean, he's got to take the friendship, or if there is a friendship there, because the last couple of weeks with his podium talk, he's kind of put Joe under the bus a little bit a couple of times. I'm kind of wondering if he's just going to hang it out until the end of the year. And then look and see what's available. I mean, who knows? Maybe now that Joe Leonard's not at Wisconsin, I know he's got a coaching couch job at Illinois. That might be, he could be a possibility there. There were a couple of names that were brought up from some other coaching trees that are like linebacker coaches or other specialty coaches.
Yeah.
From other teams that could be, good choices for Green Bay. I just want to see someone that's going to be more aggressive and going to want to step on someone's throat, and really take it to them.
I want a defensive coordinator, and I know that Kansas City isn't the greatest defense necessarily, but give me Spags. Steve Spagnuolo is one of my favorite coaches ever. I love him as a defensive coordinator. I love him as a coach. I thank him. If I ever met the man, I would thank him for what he did to the Patriots in those two Super Bowls with the Giants. I think he's one of the most underrated coaches ever. And I love that even when you give him scraps, he will find ways to get turnovers and something out of that defense. I'm not saying he's the greatest coordinator ever or anything like that, but to me, if I was grabbing somebody that if he was a free agent, if I could get him, that's one of those the kind of guy you're talking about, sir. That's the kind of guy I would want him. I think we're on the same page on that.
There is somebody out of the coaching tree on his staff. Mm. I think it was the defensive line coach was brought up today. As a possibility, it could be a good defensive coordinator.
Yeah, that would be a good one. I also find interesting too that you're not going to have the talent pool you used to in the NFL. Because, as an example, North Dakota State's head coach just left that job to go be the linebacker coach at USC because it paid more than the head coaching job in North Dakota State.
Right.
And the money that these colleges and universities have, they don't have to spend on players. So they're just spending it on giving insane amounts of money to assistant coaches and all these things.
Yeah.
So you can actually, in some ways, you can make more money in college as a coach, assistant coach, than you can in the NFL.
Right.
You're not going to have the talent pool that you used to with that either. That's going to be interesting.
Well, look what they were paying Fisher there at A&M. He was actually making more than NFL coaches.
Oh yes,
And he would like to let everybody know he's still looking for work. I believe he's on LinkedIn. I think he is. Please, you know, give him a call. Even if you're not really serious, just to, you know, make sure he's all right. Yeah. Just, you know, send him, give him a little hope. Give him a little hope. No, I don't think we anybody needs.
Give him a little hope and maybe put a little smile on his face.
Yeah, right.
Well, he sits on that pile of money, right?
I was going to say, I don't think Jimbo Fisher is.
I think he's doing all right.
Yeah, he's thinking all right. We appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for the call.
All right, you guys have a Merry Christmas.
You have a great
you
one,
too. Yeah.
Merry Christmas
actually,
to you and yours.
I won't get a chance to talk to after the New Year, huh?
Yeah, that's right. This is our last Playmakers of the Year. So, yeah, Happy New Year's and Merry Christmas to you and yours, sir.
All right, you guys have a great one.
Appreciate you too. We'll take our quick commercial break right here. We'll come back. I want to talk not only college football, Seth, because I want to get to two things majorly in college football. Mm-hmm. The idea of what to do next between NIL and all the conference realignments and all these things. I think we have actually a pretty dang good, close to a perfect solution from an unlikely place.
Ooh.
And I want to get into the Pop-Tart Bowl. I want to talk about that. It's important. We have to. We face the tough stuff around
Balls
here on Playmakers.
Pop-Tarts. Very tasty.
More Playmakers coming up in your calls. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Playmakers proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Getting your words out here in Rapids on WFHR.
Want to score with your customers? The design and print team of Quality Plus Printing will get your words out. That's right. The same team that designs and prints for the Raptors, the River Kings, several area youth sports leagues, as well as many local high school athletic teams. They know how to elevate your game with professional marketing pieces. Your business will be winners with new business cards, brochures, banners, and more. Designed and printed by Quality Plus Printing.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A few flurries early from that lake effect snow as gusty winds blast from out of the north up to 35 miles per hour. This is taking our high temperatures of the low 20s and making it feel more like the single digits. Bundle up because by tonight, temps crash cold. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Welcome back to Playmakers, everybody. Seth and James here with you. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Listening to us on the Civic Media app, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for doing that. Just a touch or two away from calling up and joining the conversation.
I just thought of something real quick. Before the show, James asked me if I had anything. There's only one thing I wanted to quick talk about. How about the announcer jinx that Chris Rose put on the Vikings on Saturday? How about that? That was like the best I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know how that game ended until my old friend and friend of this station as well, mm-hmm. Jim Ross. You know him better as Panama Jack. We'd still, you know, talk mm-hmm. all the time and stuff. He diehard Minnesota Viking fan.
Oh,
he is.
I didn't know that.
And
okay.
he messages me, boy, the Bears in Minnesota. They just they break you. They snatching victory out of the, you know, the arms and
defeat out of the jaws of victory. Thank yes, you. They
Thank
do.
You. Yes.
Man,
that's how I knew how that game ended. It's a tough one, man.
Yeah, that's rough. I know we are in Wisconsin, so we don't want to keep it on the Packers and stuff. But still, although I do have to say, the Vikings did luck out when they got Brian Flores as a defensive coordinator, because other than the fourth quarter on Saturday, they have been just remarkable the last several weeks. It's been very impressive.
Good defensive coordinators are like a great significant other. When you get one, you hang on to
that's
them.
Right.
You hang on. You make it work.
That's right.
You figure it out. Those two, O'Connell and him, don't necessarily always see eye to eye, but they make it work.
They do.
You know, and although they are still calling for his head, the head coach of Minnesota.
Of course, side. They are.
Because they all are. They are all heads. I mean, the heads are will roll.
The Kirk Cousins thing. I mean, who knows what would happen if he would have stayed? You know, without his Achilles ripping up, so who knows?
I wonder too if because of that situation and not knowing if Kirk Cousins is going to be the quarterback in 2024,
I doubt it. Yeah.
A lot of times they're looking at this as, and I believe they have a newish GM as well.
I think so.
You know, clearing house, and especially if nowadays. GMs are looking to hang on to their job. Oftentimes, whether it's getting a, hey, this quarterback isn't working out, let me draft a new one so I can get four more years. Hey, this coach ain't working out. It's him, not me. Let me get rid of him.
And yeah, right.
I'm surprised. I shouldn't say surprised. It's in a natural order of things. I just didn't see it coming as soon as it did. But I always thought this was going to be the case. These owners nowadays, not only have they got a quick trigger, but they're getting rid of, they're cleaning, and they're not just getting rid of the head coach anymore. Now it's GM and the head coach. When we were kids, you didn't see the GM position fly open as often as you did.
Oh, no.
I think we saw a lot more coaching openings than we remember. Especially when I talk to my dad and some other people about this subject. But yeah, as far as the GM job, that's another one. Rent, don't own.
That is a good way to put it. So yeah.
I appreciate that feedback. Or that bringing that up. That was a good one. So I want to talk a little bit of college football. I want to certainly get into River Kings and high school, and we'll do that a little bit on the other side of the break. Okay. Do want to keep the phone lines open as well and remind everybody this is our last Playmakers of the Year. We'll be back in January. And a big thank you to Quality Plus Printing and all the people that helped make that possible.
Yeah. And it'll be just 6 weeks before catchers and pitchers report. So,
Speaking of which, you're home for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. And, of course, over on WYRI River Kings, big thank you to both of those organizations giving us not only a lot of entertainment and commerce in this area.
Absolutely.
And we remind you of that as our River Kings have a fundraiser going on to try to get a decent building to play.
Get some facilities.
Decent facilities to play in.
And we're not actually saying like decent. We're just mean facilities.
Yes, period.
Period. Yeah. They don't have a lot of stuff that they should have.
And they're doing it on their own. Let's make sure that they know that they're not alone in this, and let's help wherever we can. And that includes not only going to games and supporting them, but spreading the word about this team, and certainly adding to the fundraiser if you can. More on that coming up. But for now, I want to get into this with college football, and college football's crazy with everything. There's no layer to this. We could spend a whole show talking about whether it's NIL or it's conference realignment or it is the coaching insanity or the player insanity.
Right.
All of these things. There was a and most college coaches know this better than most because obviously they're closer to this than we ever will be in many cases as fans and that. They're also too close to it in some ways. So when they have something to say, I got to be honest, I don't always give it weight. I don't care if it's Nick Saban. I mean, Nick Saban's got to think about Nick Saban. He's got to think about Alabama football.
Right.
But Chip Kelly, of all people, a name that I don't think people have necessarily heard in a while. He's been coaching UCLA football for a while and doing okay over there. He had some thoughts on this. And a shout out to the reporter that asked, because man, did he tee him up.
Okay.
I'm going to play this. This is about 30 seconds, maybe a minute long, but it's worth it because I think that there's a lot to chew on here when it comes to how to fix college football.
What is the biggest issue that you might have right now, whether it be realignment, NIL, transfer portal, and what would your plan maybe be to try to solve it?
I think they're all a problem, and I think we need to have a conference commissioner. And I think football should be separate from the other sports. Just the fact that our school is leaving to go to the Big Ten in football, our softball team should be playing Arizona in softball. Our basketball team should be playing Arizona in basketball. But because football left, and they're saying, well, how do you do that? Well, Notre Dame's independent in football. And they're in a conference and everything else. I think we should all be independent in football. And you can have a 64-team conference that's in the Power Five, and you can have a 64-team conference in the Group of Five. And we separate and we play each other. You can have the West Coast teams, and then every year we play seven games against the West Coast teams, and then we play the East. So we play Syracuse, Boston College, Pitt, West Virginia, Virginia. Then the next year you play against the South while you still play your seven teams. You can play a seven-game schedule. You can play four against another conference, another division opponent, and you can always play against one Mountain West team every year so that we can still keep those rivalries going. Not that I've really thought about this. Not that I've spent a lot of time on this. But I think if you went together collectively as a group and said there's 132 teams and we all share the same TV contract so that the Mountain West doesn't have one and the Sun Belt doesn't have another and SEC has one and they have another, that we all go together, that's a lot of games, and there's a lot of people in the TV world that would go through it. You can sponsor each one. Instead of calling it Group of Five and Power Five, you can call it Amazon, Nike, bid that out to things. You know, a lot of different things. But I think if we still do the same thing and take all that money, and I would do this, and I think this needs to be done, that money now needs to be shared with the student athletes, and there needs to be revenue sharing. The players should get paid, and you can get rid of NLI, and the schools should be paying the players because the players are what the product is. And the fact that they don't get paid is really the biggest travesty. Not that I've thought about it.
Big wow. Thank you to ESPN, to the Dan Le Batard show, to for that clip. Mm-hmm. There is a lot to chew on there, and I don't necessarily agree with all of it.
No.
I think that he loses us a little in some ways when he talks scheduling and stuff.
Right.
But I want to put that whole thing aside, the scheduling. And at the same time, I don't. Because there's two really strong points he makes there, I think. One, college football should be its own separate entity.
Yes.
I don't think there's many people that would disagree with that even.
No.
I don't think that'd be that's sci-fi. I don't think that'd be hard to pull off. I don't think that's far-fetched.
No. For me, I've spoken before on this show about I would separate them. I would go even further. I would separate the football teams from the schools.
Yeah,
they would become like a minor league, like we have discussed before. Mm-hmm. I get that's like way off the radar for a lot of people, but this is moving in that direction, which I am for. You don't have to do it all at once, but I'm with you. I agree, and I think a lot of people are thinking, you know, that would make sense.
I also think that he's got a lot to say there with the idea of sticking, it's basically doing what we were already doing, as far as having teams stay in conference, a couple of outside of that games, but basically staying in conference. So UCLA isn't traveling to play Rutgers on a Saturday actually a Friday or something.
Whatever,
like that.
Whatever, yeah.
These kind of things. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot there with that. And I think that's great. The idea of a commissioner, I mean, we already have that. And I don't know how much that's going to help anything. I think more a board. I think more of something like that. Like a group. I don't like anything being down to one person. I like the idea of a group of people doing
something like a committee even or something. Yeah. Anything.
Not that that's that much better, but at least it's a little bit better.
I think it's a little bit better,
But the strongest thing that I agree with him on is paying these players.
Yeah.
There is not even there's no argument anymore. The argument is gone. They get a scholarship. The money that they make on that field alone earns that scholarship, baby.
Yeah.
Like, as far as the money, the technical money that's being spent by that university on that young person, that young athlete, is made the moment they stamp on that field because of endorsements for the university. Not for him, for the university.
Right.
And all of that. Everything down the line. They sell everything nowadays. Everything is sponsored. They are making money off of the towels, off of the water. I mean, everything. So that player made that money already for you. That's a non-starter.
Yeah, exactly.
The honor to play for a university, that same honor that these coaches have, the same coaches that have left a million different jobs for a million other jobs.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Kill, coach over at is coach right now in New Mexico State. They've had a really nice season, upset a couple teams and everything.
Used to coach at Minnesota. Yep.
Yeah, and used to coach at Northern Illinois University.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was there. He actually left that job for the Minnesota job.
Yep, that's right.
Jerry Kill, I was in the room when he's doing this, and he's telling these players, I love you. I'm not going anywhere. His wife was packing while that was going on and left literally that night at 2 in the morning. And the next morning, the first story I see is Jerry Kill is the head coach of Minnesota.
Right.
I mean, and this is the part of this that I love. Jerry Kill, he's a great guy. He's an honorable guy.
Yeah.
There's nobody in coaching who wouldn't say Jerry Kill is an amazing person, an amazing coach and everything. He's got as much loyalty as the next contract.
Exactly.
So don't give me that stuff. Don't give me pomp and circumstance, loyalty to the university. That's about fans. That's your bag. Don't put your bag on these guys.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are this is a business. This is a job.
It is.
I admire every person that wants to play for their father's team or something like that. That's wonderful. That's awesome. That's a couple stories here and there. Most of these kids are doing this because they got an opportunity and they're going to run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Why not? I
think
take off.
I think it's a magnificent idea, a number of different things about there. Mm-hmm. The NIL part of it, you don't have to worry about having as much money as the Joneses if it's a university thing. Because all these universities are printing money. Every one of them. Whitewater has plenty of money to spend, let alone UW or Marquette or any other of these schools. The highest paid state employee
Football coach.
Football coach, baby.
Football coach.
It's a non-starter to me. Pay these kids. You will not only have competitive balance.
Right.
But you'll have at least some structure in the Wild West.
Right, right. I love, you know, and this is the first time I heard Chip Kelly talk about that. First of all, this is big. It comes from a coach.
Yeah.
One that's had a lot of success in the college ranks. I was kind of surprised, but like, I mean, he had it all laid out. I mean, this guy, yeah. He was ready for that question. It sounds like he was ready, but
imagine what he could do if he had time to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and the whole fig leaf of NIL, that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just a cover. It's just for to say that, oh, they're still amateurs. Let's stop. Let's just stop with that, okay?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous anymore. Let's just blah.
I really would love to see college football be able to do and enable some of these things, do some of these things, because I love college sports and I love college football, and mm-hmm. I don't want to see it go away. And I don't think you're not necessarily got a chance of seeing it go away, but seeing what we love about college football go away. Mm-hmm. That I think you could see happening. We've already seen quite a bit of it already happen.
Yep.
I think that in order to save a lot of these things that we love about the pageantry, the tradition and all mm-hmm. that, you need some of this. Mm-hmm. And you need these universities to step up and do what they've always, they should have been doing from day one.
Doing, yeah.
And I think the whole idea of egos being put aside by these conference, you know, run people that run commissioners and everything.
Yeah, right.
And working with each other. And the idea of, okay, we could still have a Power Five and everybody can get their ego, but the collective, everybody sharing money, a little bit of a similar to Major League Baseball, it sounded
with
like.
With a luxury tax and some, yeah, revenue sharing, yeah.
Something like that seems like a good idea, too.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and have more Playmakers. We're going to get local when we come back. And we want your phone call, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation here on Playmakers. Proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR.
Want to score with your customers? The design and print team of Quality Plus Printing will get your words out. That's right. The same team that designs and prints for the Raptors, the River Kings, several area youth sports leagues, as well as many local high school athletic teams. They know how to elevate your game with professional marketing pieces. Your business will be winners with new business cards, brochures, banners, and more. Designed and printed by Quality Plus Printing.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A few flurries early from that lake effect snow as gusty winds blast from out of the north up to 35 miles per hour. This is taking our high temperatures of the low 20s and making it feel more like the single digits. Bundle up because by tonight, temps crash cold. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
So this is Christmas.
Welcome back, everyone. Playmakers here at WFHR. I just wanted to get a little Christmas spirited.
Let's do it.
Just a little. Seth and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Hope mm-hmm. you're having a good one. Our last show of the year.
That's right.
We will be back in January. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
But not January 1st.
No.
Because that's another day off. So you're going to have to wait 2 weeks, actually, to get to the new Playmakers after this. So
we will be back, though, and stronger and better than ever.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know how to do this. With the transfer portal, I had an opportunity to get a 4-star announcer. And I'm sorry, Seth, but I got a new guy coming in.
Okay.
But to make you feel better, I also got a 5-star guy who's going to replace me.
Okay.
So we're both actually out.
We're both out of playmakers.
Yeah, okay. I kind of got myself in a hole there. I didn't mean to do that, but he's too talented, and I can't say no. And he's so much more talented than I am. Yep. So we got a couple 5-stars coming in. I do want to get to one last college football story when we have a chance. But let's go local.
All right.
We'll get into our schedule here in a moment. Let's rewind a little bit to girls varsity basketball. That wasn't girls varsity basketball I wanted to start with. It was boys.
Okay.
Boys varsity basketball. Last week, on Friday, the Auburndale beat Assumption 61-38. Mm-hmm. Port Edwards lost to Lincoln, Lincoln Hornets, not our local Lincoln.
Not the Lincoln High School. No.
62-52. Nicoosa 64-48 over Blair Taylor. Nice game by them. On the girls' side of things on Friday, the Golden E, Mauston beat Nicoosa 67-16.
Ouch.
Big victory for them right there. And then on Saturday, we look at hockey, boys hockey. Stevens Point beat my Red Raiders 3-1. On the boys' side and the girls' side of basketball, Oshkosh North beat the Red Raiders 70-43.
Mm.
Looking at your local schedule for tonight, you got the on the girls' side of things, our Assumption girls are heading up to Rhinelander.
Ooh.
Taking on the Hodags.
A different division. That's going to be an interesting game because the Hodags are doing pretty good this year so far. So
cannot wait to see the box score and see the results from that one.
It's going to be a good one.
Port Edwards taking on Northern Lutheran. Both those games at 7 tonight. Pittsville against Abbotsford.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm looking forward to seeing how that one breaks down. Locally, right here on this radio station, tomorrow, we're very excited about this, but we want everybody to cross their fingers on it too. All right. Because let's be honest about this.
Yeah.
We've been talking about wanting to play Milwaukee Bucks basketball. Civic Media now has a deal with them, and we've been able to play Bucks basketball here at Civic Media. That is awesome.
That's very cool.
It's amazing. It's incredible. Of all the years to get the Milwaukee Bucks, you got them this year. That's a win. That's a score, baby.
I agree.
And I love that. We want them on WFHR, where we really want them for our listeners as well. So we're going to try to get a game on tomorrow, 6:30. Milwaukee Bucks hosting the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Spurs, who happen to have just one of the biggest freaks we've ever seen in sports.
But are they still in their losing streak?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, wait a minute. No, they won a game.
They did finally win a game.
They won a game. Yeah, it was Detroit, I'm thinking of. Detroit hasn't won yet.
Oh, no.
They're getting close
to the record, aren't they?
Detroit, by the way, who is paying their head coach more money than I believe any head coach of basketball's ever got. At least guaranteed, I believe.
Ouch.
But, yeah, Victor Wembanyama and San Antonio Spurs taking on Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, and the Milwaukee Bucks. 6:30, we're hoping to have that game right here at WFHR. So, on our sister state. Oh, do you have some? Sorry.
No, I was just saying, like you said, you know, try is the optimum word there. Try to get him on. We're really going to try.
We don't make enough of this. Shout out to our engineers at Civic Media working so dang hard to make those things happen and try to figure out every single way to outsmart these computers and the things that I could never do.
Yeah.
Giant thank you to all of our engineers out there, and a special one to Chuck Gennaro.
Mm-hmm.
On WIRI, sister station, 6:40, tip off. Our pregame will kick off. Boys basketball, Port Edwards hosting Marion.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a good one. Michael and Seth going to run that one for us.
Yep.
Should be a great game.
It should be a good one.
Thursday, girls Assumption hosting Stratford. 6:55, Randy and Seth on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So coming out of this Hodag game, should be interesting to see how they play in that one.
Yes.
Again, another, just no easy games for the Assumption Royals, really.
Right. They have started their season in a groove. I mean, they have been just amazing. The Assumption girls have been destroying all opponents that have come into their path. So that's some challenges coming up, which I think is good for them. I think they need a little bit more of a challenge. So,
looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to another great season of Assumption Royals girls basketball. Gotta love. There's an amazing team.
Yeah.
On Friday, WFHR right here at 6:00, Wisconsin men's basketball hosting Chicago State. That should be another good one.
Didn't Chicago State just beat Northwestern?
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to say, a really interesting team, Chicago State.
Yeah.
Nice guard play, some nice players on that team. Mm-hmm. I would not take them lightly.
No.
Wisconsin should win that game.
They should, yes.
But I wouldn't take them lightly. Northwestern did.
And they paid for it.
Yeah, after beating, and especially, this is the real kicker for Northwestern fans. They just got done beating the number one team in the country in Purdue.
They just beat Purdue.
It's the ups and downs of college basketball.
Wow.
Looking at the high school side of things, Port Edwards basketball alumni game coming up. You were invited to the annual alumni recognition basketball game coming up January 2nd for the boys' side, and for the girls' side, the January 15th. Alumni basketball players attending will be given admission to the games, be treated to on-court introductions at halftime, and an after-game social. Invite your teammates, your friends, your family, all you Port Edwards fans out there, all you Blackhawks, get in on this one and enjoy. It's a fun one every year that they do this.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's going to be a fun game. Looking forward to that. Let's talk some Kings. Let's talk some River Kings.
Let's do, yeah.
Back and forth week for our weekend for our River Kings. Big thank you to them for another great weekend of hockey in our area, and having these guys home was great. Was nice.
I do want to do one shout out on Saturday. Obviously, you heard earlier I was at the party, so I couldn't do the game. My big shout out to Don Chesbrough for filling in for me. He came back to do a game. Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Don.
The game, you were able to hear the game, and that was a good one. That was the good game. Friday, not so much.
Yeah. Friday. Friday, the Minnesota Squatch, Wisconsin Rapids, River Kings facing off. Squatch are a game a couple points ahead of us in the standings, so these games matter quite a bit.
Yeah.
The final from Friday night's game, it was 5-2.
5-2. Was the final, yeah.
So not our greatest outing, certainly. But I think I would feel okay with this if I was coach and the team, because on Saturday beat the Squatch 1-0. And if I know some certain things about hockey players, fans, coaches, there is so much more to a 1-0 victory than there is to they had won that game against the Squatch on Friday 5-2. I will take that 1-0. Oh, now. Hey, look, we love to have a lead going into the third period.
Of course.
And I'm sure there's some relaxing. But as far as the result, you have the data. Mm-hmm. Now what do you do with it? You can't change the results.
Yep.
You got this data. Ooh, I like the way my team played in that game. I like a team that can hang on to a victory like that. I liked our defense on that night. There's a lot of things to take from that game. I think a lot more to take from that game than you can necessarily on a Friday game when you haven't been playing for a couple of nights. You're both feeling each other out, and you know it becomes a sloppier game.
Well, and it was the Friday night game was. These are all going to be physical games.
Yeah,
very physical. There was a Donnybrook that broke out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
There was that a couple of majors that came out of that one too.
Nice,
so
nice
very game, physical games coming up here. One thing, and I know you kind of referenced this the last time you talked to Coach on air here about he didn't want to really get into it, and I understand why. But the Kings are a third period team.
Yeah,
from all the games I've listened to now when I've been working them, they come alive in the third period. It doesn't matter what the score. Now, Friday was the exception for whatever reason. They just never really got it going. But, man, they even if they're not playing great in the first or even the second period, that third period, they come on late. So that's an interesting little thing I've learned about them this year.
I've been watching hockey literally my whole life. Literally. I was not even 1 year old, and my mom had me at the rink watching my dad and stuff. And I will never understand how these guys have this endurance. Where they find that speed.
I don't know
where
either.
They find, especially coming into a third period where you've already been on those legs for so long.
Yeah.
And you're so right about this. This team comes alive. And I remember last year being that way, too. I think that it has a bit to do with the coaching.
It must.
I do want to mention that the Kings are in third place in the Midwest West Division standings, just 2 points behind the Hudson and 2 points behind Minnesota.
So they're tied on the top right now. Okay. Wow. Okay.
The Hudson and Minnesota Squatch tied at that spot. Going to be very. Just nonstop must watch television.
must listen radio.
Yes. This season continues for the River Kings. It's going to be a lot of fun. Your Kings playing next as soon as my computer works. I had it off the top of my head, but I don't want to say it because I feel like I'm
going to
be
wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. But the Kings coming up are going to be taking on January 5th. They'll be going to the Dells, taking on the Dells Ducks. I got a two-game series on January 5th and the 6th for those. And then on January 7th, back in town, taking on the Hudson Havoc, who are again in first place in the standings.
That's a big game. That's a very big game.
Should be big. Should be big. The only thing that's bigger than this and a possible playoff chance and maybe even making a chance at the cup and everything for this team is keeping this team, if I can be blunt.
Yes.
If I could be completely real, and I'm just speaking for myself here. Nobody else. Nobody else. Just me, James J. Maloff, talking here. I've watched this my whole life. I've seen teams and cities love their team and lose that team because of facilities or things like that. The River Kings have an opportunity to show the River Kings how much they mean to us. How much they mean to Wisconsin Rapids. They have a fundraiser going on right now where they're trying to raise money for a shower and bathroom.
A shower and bathroom.
Like, end of sentence. just something to put, you know, a team video room, team equipment and apparel storage, laundry room. How about a office for coach?
That'd be nice.
Somewhere where he can do business. Somewhere where...
like, write on a piece of paper, you know?
This gets me angry, and I'm trying not to let it and everything, but it really, really does. And I'm holding back right now because they shouldn't be in this position.
Right.
But here we are. Let's go ahead and show how much we can help. Let's have their backs. And make no mistake about this, everybody. And I don't care if you donate $5 or if you're just going to try to catch every River Kings home game for the rest of the season and add to the fun that way. Every penny, it's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
This is an investment. This team brings people to this town. Mm-hmm. This team brings players to
this
town.
Yes.
And not all these kids may go on to play in the NHL or something, but they may end up loving it here. They may come back and they may stay here.
And
there's already been examples of that.
And look at what they've done. All the volunteering they do in the town. I mean, they bring so much back with them. It's amazing. I say let's give them a nicer facility so that they have a reason to bring other people here. You know, being part of a winning team is one thing, but if you want to keep people here for longer, you got to give them a nicer. I mean, just basic stuff. We're not talking about luxury here.
If I'm a young athlete and I got this team and this team that I'm looking at, and I'm talking to this coach, and he's telling me this and this, and then what about the facility? What about that part of it and stuff? And all of a sudden, those two teams that are neck and neck, one becomes a little bit nicer because they actually have something like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually insanely remarkable what Peckman have done mm-hmm. with these teams, given the facilities and given what they have to work with and everything. That part of it, it puts a better product on the ice, which makes, of course, more money for the city, for the franchise and all of this.
Yep.
The people that come here to see these teams, when Hudson comes to town on January 7th, they're going to bring Hudson fans. They're going to bring Hudson people with them, which is going to put money into this town.
Yep.
This is rocket science. Like, you're investing in this team. Help us invest in this team that is invested in us.
That's right.
Help the Kings build hockey up and down the river.
Yep.
Catch River Kings home games on WIRI all season long.
That's right. Keep listening, too.
And you can find out more at riverkingshockey.com, riverkingshockey.com. Seth, I want to talk about the Pop-Tart Bowl. I really want to get into it, man. I really do.
But wait, you don't eat Pop-Tarts out of a bowl? What are they doing? It's so confusing.
I don't care. I don't care if I'm the only person laughing at that. Thank you. Thank you for that. The number 18 North Carolina State Wolfpack, 9-3, run by Dave Doran, who another coach that I saw at NIU.
Interesting.
Taking on the Kansas City Wildcats, who are 8-4. They better be hungry because they are facing off for this one. December 28th in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
This will feature the first edible mascot.
Oh, God.
Pop-Tarts announced the winner of the matchup will reveal in celebration, revel in celebration by eating a very large toaster treat.
Oh, no.
No word yet on the flavor.
Oh, but it's supposed to be a mascot. Does that mean it's got like eyes and stuff?
Yeah.
This is freaking me out, man.
I don't think they're going to do this, but I want it to be a real person.
Oh, no. Instead of like jumping out of a cake, eat around the Pop-Tart.
Like the head part, half of it is edible and stuff. And obviously not hurting the poor person that's in the mascot.
Right, but still, there's something wrong about that, man.
Oh, yes, very much. But it also goes to the essence of football. It's already a gladiator sport. Nobody's watching football for the beauty or the essence. Like, you're watching it because it's a gladiator sport.
Yeah.
Might as well just go all in on this. Like we just have edible mascots now, and you win. The turnover chain has been, now it's an edible turnover.
Turnover, chain. Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh.
And get sponsors for all of this, you know?
Yeah, you could, you know. You know, maybe this is the track. Instead of naming our teams after, like, animals, you know, and stuff like that, we got to name them after food.
The Cheez-It Bowl. Like the Cheez-It. Yeah, yeah.
A big, giant Cheez-It.
Yes, yeah. Just a big old Cheez-It. Cheez-It. I like it.
The opportunities for marketing would be just endless.
I want more of this. Come on. Now, the ball's in your court, college football.
That's right.
Make the bowls more interesting.
Come on.
Literally.
Come on.
Edible. Make
come on.
An edible bowl.
The cereal bowl.
Yes.
Kellogg's, man. General Mills. One of you two guys got to step up.
Tony the Tiger running from.
come on. You could have all the mascots there, man.
Pretty
you
good.
Could have Toucan Sam. You could have all of them. That'd be great.
It's all set up for you. Go ahead and take that and run with it. Just some breaking, I wouldn't say breaking news. I think most of us had this, but LSU quarterback and current Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels is going to enter the NFL draft.
Oh, wow.
Skip the bowl game. Like many, Michael Penix is also doing something similar, I believe. And Caleb Williams, a lot of quarterbacks doing this. It's going to be a really interesting draft with all these young quarterbacks and to see where these teams go that are way up there.
Yeah.
LSU is set to face Wisconsin in the Rely Quest Bowl on January 1st in Tampa, Florida. Should be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin bringing in some nice portal players already and talking to some nice portal players too. So
it'll be interesting. It's going to be a very different looking team, I think, next year. This was the transition year. I think everyone had that. But next year will be interesting.
I'm curious to see how this looks when Mel Kiper and he gets a hold of this draft board and takes looking at this. Very fascinating to see, of course. I'm biased, but what the Bears might do with that first pick, but also I think that's the easy story. I'm more curious about the teams behind Bears, because there's going to be some teams up there like New England and them that are desperate for a quarterback.
Oh yeah.
But I wonder, will they do it? Will they go for a quarterback, or do you lean on a Matt Jones? Do you lean on a Jordan Love if you're Green Bay and you have a top 10 pick? I'm curious to see what people do. Because looking at it from the perspective, not just as a Bear person, as a Bear fan, as a football fan, looking at it, I like Justin Fields. I like him as a person. Mm-hmm. I like him as a player. I think he's got much, much more than potential. For me, I'm sold. Like, I bought stock on him.
It could almost be something as simple as a more sympathetic coach.
Yeah, yeah,
actually,
absolutely.
Something just, 100%. That's all he needs, yeah.
All that being said, he's got to go. He's got to. Because of the contract.
Yep.
Because that contract is only going to go up.
Yeah.
And the name of the game now is, I get a cheap quarterback that has all the talent and strut in the world that I can win with, and I can surround him with A.J. Brown, with Tariq Hill, with these pieces.
Yeah.
And then I go on from there.
Yeah.
You have to reset the clock.
Well, he's still cheap, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you're already going to reset the clock with the coach.
Anyway, yeah.
Anybody in the world believe that? Does Matt Eberflus even believe that he's going to be the Chicago Bears head coach next year? Like, no. So you might as well reset the clock with all of these things. You kind of have to. The market has been set.
Mm-hmm.
Justin deserves his contract, that second contract. He's going to get it. You give it to him, okay, but then that means that you're not going to be able to keep Darnell Mooney. You're not going to be able to keep this piece.
Yeah.
And you can only do that when you've already won. They ain't won nothing. They haven't done jack in a long time.
decades, yeah.
It's nothing about Justin Fields. This has nothing to do with him other than his contract.
Right.
I like Justin Fields as a human being, and I like him as a player, and I'm going to be sorry to see him go if he does, but I think it's going to happen, and I think there isn't even a question about this. You almost have to do it.
Yeah, yeah. As much as they wanted to, this was the make or break year.
Yeah.
Unless Justin Fields would have broken out and become like the next Tom Brady or something like that, I think this was in the cards all along. I really believe that.
I'll say this too, and I could get roasted for this, and I will stand on it. If the Packers have a top 5 to 10 pick, somewhere in the top 10, I think you got to do the same thing with Jordan Love. And it's nothing about Jordan Love.
No.
It has nothing to do with him. It has to do with that contract. You've already wasted 2-3 years of that contract.
Yep.
He hasn't even played a down or a couple downs. That's it.
Yep.
You got to reset the clock. Got to start
it's been,
over.
He had, like the caller said at the beginning of the show, he had a couple of 4 really good games. But that's only 4 games. You know, you have to see what happens. And yeah, he's still getting his feet under him. But like you said, they did not give themselves enough time with him.
Yeah.
They really didn't. And you have to. The position they're in right now, I think you're right. I agree. I think they got to go with if it's available, go for the quarterback.
You can insert any name of the quarterback in the team. If they're in this situation, this gray area. Got to make it. Got to do it.
Yeah.
You've seen too much evidence. It's a parity league. Mm-hmm. You've seen too much evidence of this. All these young quarterbacks under rookie deals, and they surrounded with talent, and all of a sudden, Miami, Philadelphia, these teams are successful.
Yep.
You got to do it.
Yep.
Big shout out to Seth for filling in and pitch hitting all season long. I appreciate that so much, man.
Hey, no problem.
Big shout out to Randy Paul joining us all. Mm-hmm. Randy comes in here out of his own time, hanging out
when
with us.
When he can do it,
everything.
When he can make it, yep.
And that is very simple. Similar to all of you calling up, we've had a lot of consistent callers throughout the year.
We have. It's been great.
I love y'all. I appreciate y'all so dang much. And a big, big special thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, giving us a sponsor making us feel legitimate and all that. We appreciate you.
You have no idea how much that makes you feel good.
Be good to each other. We will talk to you next year, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and yours. More Playmakers for you in January coming up right here on WFH. Oh, you do it, Seth. You're here.
All right.